It's taken more than a century for humankind to develop this, the world's first malaria vaccine. The World Health Organization has given it the go-ahead. What began as a trial here in Western Kenya is set to become an official rollout across the continent. It's given to children under 2 years, and parents like Phoebe Watende are pleased.
In our family, we have had a lot of malaria-related problems. Some members have turned mad, and others, we've lost them, especially in our home. We have had a lot of malaria problems. Even after one has been treated, they still fall ill of malaria after a few months.
Malaria kills about 500,000 people a year. Almost all of them are in Africa. Most of them are children. Progress in fighting the disease had stalled in the poorest communities in recent years. The WHO says the vaccine can change that. Its development was started by the US military and taken over by British drug maker GlaxoSmithKline. But the trials show it's only effective in preventing about a third of cases. Dr. Bernard Zagutu, who worked on the research project, says that's enough to make a big difference.
A number of the vaccines that we have used for long didn't have a very high efficacy, but had a lot of public health impact. And that's what is going to happen with this vaccine, even what we are seeing as a modest efficacy of 30%. But the impact in terms of lives and clinical malaria cases averted runs into millions.
It's mosquitoes that carry malaria. After biting one infected person, they carry the parasite to another. Here at the Kenya Medical Research Institute, they've spent years studying every stage of the process. And the researchers working here say the approval of one vaccine opens the doors for more. These are mosquito eggs. Thousands of mosquitoes are being bred here every week. They're crucial for the research. The scientists are using the adult mosquitoes to try and develop a new kind of vaccine that would completely stop the mosquitoes from being able to transmit malaria. Scientists say preventing mosquito bites with bed nets and insecticides has been effective, but only up to a point. The vaccines are affordable and can be integrated into existing inoculation programs. Bringing down the malaria deaths in Africa will now depend on finding funding for the tens of millions of doses required every year. Malcolm Webb, Al Jazeera, Nairobi, Kenya.